Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third, the left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Camelli. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Preacher Rowe. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Preacher Rowe. And now, play ball. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kiner. Sturgeon reaches second base with a double. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sturgeon moves to third. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sturgeon scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stringer throws to second for one, and Sturgeon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Russell moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Rowe and he is out, Gustine applying the tag. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Kiner moves to second. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Kiner moves to third. Cox moves to second. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's, Cubs 3, Pirates, 3. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe bunts towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Camelli moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camelli scores. There goes Handley trying to get to third. Pavko throws the ball into Georges, who tags Handley for the out. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. Paul Erickson now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-1 in the game. Georges hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camelli hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowry. The throw from Camelli and he is safe. Lowry steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Rowe moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Stringer covering, for the out. Rowe moves to third. Handley moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Rowe scores. Handley scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Camelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Red Adams now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Camelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Comelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Preacher Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Ostrowski pinch hits for Bill Nicholson. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.